I'm Tavia Hunt, class of 2023, Yale School of Drama. A slender blue shape stretches nearly 6 feet high. Its edges are soft and symmetrical, with curves that imply a human body, a head, shoulders, maybe even arms tucked at its sides. With a closer look, the body dissolves into a field of words and phrases. Highest aspiration of the common people, members of the human family. The language is familiar yet hard to place. In fact, this text comes from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a call for human dignity published by the United Nations in 1948 in the wake of the Second World War. For this 2017 piece titled Rights, artist Anne Hamilton collaborated with the Los Angeles print shop Gemini GEL to emboss a concordance of the declaration onto a large vertical sheet of paper. The printer then rubbed blue ink across the surface, catching the top of the raised letter forms. This process laid the shadow suggestion of a human body into the words dedicated to the international document and its articulation of human rights. Hamilton describes,
"The print is roughly my height, a little bit taller. We rubbed the surface lightly with ink, almost like a breath of color. The faint rubbing brings the text into legibility to connect the shadow of a body to the text. For me, it's a very quiet piece and a subtle surface."
A spine of capitalized words runs down the center of the print. These words are the opening lines of the UN Declaration. Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. The print crosses these words with their multiple occurrences in the bold document, creating a woven structure organized by the spine. Hamilton studied textile art before coming to the Yale School of Art, where she received her MFA in sculpture in 1985. She credits her training in fibers and fabric as the underlayment of all her work.
"My practice has evolved and takes multiple scales and forms, always in response to the conditions and questions evoked by the place where I'm working, and always connecting the work as a textile hand. The process and histories of weaving, knitting, and sewing are my first hand and are transformative acts that structure individual threads into larger relations, which in turn always evoke the social metaphors of cloth."
Hamilton notes that work in textiles was devalued in the art world at that time.
"I do remember during my admission interview at Yale being asked, 'You don't do this weaving stuff anymore, do you?' The question totally flustered me. And at this point, I don't remember my response, but at the time, I know I didn't have the vocabulary to articulate the importance of textile thinking, even when not making traditional textile forms. The old hierarchies between craft and art continue to play out. The processes associated with female labor are still denigrated, as are women's bodies, even at a moment when contemporary artists are increasingly working in so many disparate ways with cloth and its social and political histories."